case number 12802, Sierra Village. Seeks variances from the separation distance and rear yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115, 25, 115, 172, and 115, 183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Dodd Avenue, Lot G12, within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19971 Dodd Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 3170. The applicant is seeking a 2.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the HVAC and a porch on Lot G10, a 4.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed unit and a shed on Lot G10, a 2.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed landing and the unit on G14, a 6.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed landing and HVAC on Lot G14, an 8.6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the shed and a unit on Lot G14, and a 1.1-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard setback requirement for the proposed mobile home. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 14 mail return.
Good evening, Mr. Sharp. We'll swear you in.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Amy Bennett, 19986 Golden Avenue in Rehoboth Beach.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. Okay. We're requesting a variance for this property because the property itself is unique. Physical circumstances and conditions on the lot create a challenge placing the manufactured home while maintaining a minimum separation distance between the home and its accessory structures. This lot is uniquely shaped. It's a parallelogram, whereas the other lots in the community tend to be more of a standard rectangle. This causes the lot dimensions to be shallower on one side of the site than the other, and the lot was laid out back in the 1950s and 1960s prior to the current county requirements for separation distances, and during a time when manufactured homes were much smaller. I've selected a standard size floor plan for this home that is comparable to other new homes in the community, but I'm unable to set it without a variance approval. The narrowness of the lot and the lot's unique shape makes it difficult. I'm sorry, I'm just gathering my thoughts here. Predominantly, it's not the home placement itself, but it's the surrounding structures or the accessory structures such as the HVAC and the stairs that caused the need for the variance. This need was not created by the applicant. It's just because of the build out around the lot itself and the prior development of the adjacent lots. And if authorized, this will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or the district in which the property is located, and it will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of or development of adjacent properties.
Questions? Ma'am, on your site plan, you have a proposed shed. Mm-hmm. And my question would be if you know or have an idea about distance between the side of the proposed shed and the proposed dwelling.
It's greater than 1 foot.
Does it raise any concern to you about being able to get in there and maintain that side?
It's pretty standard with how we set the lots. We do place a waterproof barrier and like a weed guard so that area doesn't have to be like maintained from a landscaping perspective.
How about the side of the proposed shed? What materials are on the outside?
Oh, it's a vinyl barn shed.
So you can still get in there and clean the mildew and?
Correct.
What have you all?
Is your proposed dwelling guttered?
It is guttered on the door side only.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're, like in other previous cases we've had, you're taking out the trailer and putting a new one in?
Correct. The home that is there now, the resident passed, he's deceased, and it is currently going through the garage keeper action. The home itself is uninhabitable, so we will have to remove it.
You can't find one the same size?
No, it's a 1960 or 70 something, so it's very old. And it did have a an addition on it. So we might be a little bit wider than the trailer itself, but in totality, we're less than prior in width.
You said before that all the newer mobile homes are larger size than the ones that were built back then, I guess?
Correct. So the standard back when the community opened was 8 feet wide because they could go down the road, and then they graduated to like 10. Nowadays, you can't find anything under 14, but our factory that we're working with still isn't offering a 14-foot floor plan.
Going back to the site plan, I see the proposed dwelling. That lightly shaded area, is that where it currently sits?
The prior existing building, yes.
So that's an improvement on the separation distance?
Absolutely.
From that? Mm-hmm. Would that be accurate?
That is correct.
Ma'am, on lot 11F, I guess there's enough room back there that you don't need a separation variance for the rear?
Correct. We do have 20 feet all the way around for the building itself. It's just the accessory structures that are causing us to fall short.
Mr. Sharp?
Ms. Norwood, is it correct that the one mobile home is from a 1968 model and the other's a 1971 model? Is that what we have
yes,
in our records?
That's what the records show.
Is that what you understand too, Ms. Bennett?
I'm sorry, which one is?
That the neighboring mobiles were a 1968, 1971 model.
I did not look up the ages, but I can tell you there's the four in a row here that are all very old.
And they've likely been there a long time, you would imagine?
I would imagine that they are probably original placement.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Does that conclude your case, ma'am?
It does. Thank you.
You can have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Just one back there? No, I'm just kidding. Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12802 for Sierra Village?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Amy on the line. Amy, your line is open.
I'm Amy Hollis, an employee with Suffolk County, calling in to test the line.
We hear you loud and clear, Amy. Thank you.
Thank you.
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, no one on the line has indicated they would like to speak.
Thank you. Any further questions? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12802 for Sierra Village and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12802 for Sierra Village for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property's unique conditions due to its size and shape. Due to such physical conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity, and variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Any practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too. So you vote 5-0, your case is approved.